Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beat, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captives, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America. But the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. The Most High has put his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government knows it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries, over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be all right, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ comes back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But but Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of him, the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this, the Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, where it says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more.
Shalom, everybody. I'd like to say, Ahaya by Shem Yeshaya. That's praise the Most High in the name of Christ. That was the Elder Rakal from the Gathering of Christ Church with that intro, just awakening the people. Brother Dwayne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Topic of the day is going to be about heaven, thy kingdom come. We have, let's see, I believe we have somebody in the queue right now. No, my mistake, we don't have anybody in the queue, but brother, you want to get right into it?
Hold on. This is Brother Dwayne. Warriors of Christ. We're going to go on down. Kingdom come tonight. I got a little special guest tonight. Tiana.
Yes.
Can you please tell the people who you is?
Oh, yes. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. And I am from the tribe of Judah.
What's that, sister? You said you're a Hebrew Israelite. Is that correct?
Tell the people who you is and how old you is, and, you know, they'll be scared.
I am a Hebrew Israelite. I'm from the tribe of Judah. I'm 18 years old.
I want you to share to the people, what grade you was in. You was in 10th that year? When you first found out you was a Hebrew Israelite, you went to the school. Tell the people what you did and tell them what grade you was and everything.
Oh, I was in the 11th grade, and I had told people I was a Hebrew Israelite, and people was looking at me like, is he serious? Like, I was crazy.
Okay, I think that was kind of cute. She shared her little story, little 18. Well, how old you was at the time when you did that?
16.
How old?
16.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. You go get your Bible, too. We finna go in.
Hello.
All right, while she's going to your Bible, this is the kingdom come. We don't have nobody in there because I was, like I said, it was based off of some of the people. I want to ask some questions tonight, man.
In the queue right now, no. I know we actually have listeners, but I'm not sure if they actually called in and use the guest call-in at the current time.
Call a couple of people. Call a couple of people. That's how I want to do it tonight.
All right. Just anybody in general or certain people who I tried to reach out to or what?
I'm looking for somebody who had an understanding that they're going to heaven. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody, some Christians or something, so I go, you know,
okay,
ask them that question and show me in the scriptures where that's at in the scriptures.
one moment. Got one brother in mind that we can reach out to, hopefully he's available. 1 second. I'm going to put up right now.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Yeah, I couldn't get that, brother. Hold on, let me try to see if I can get this sister in line. One moment.
Oh.
Hey, hello, Nyla. What's going on?
What the?
This is John.
John, I'm at a photo shoot right now.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'll call you back.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, well, the two people I tried to reach out to, they unavailable. Yeah, I tried to reach out to two people. It was unavailable. Call who?
Brother Timothy.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. One moment.
Hello?
Brother Tim, what's going on?
Hello. Hey, man. How are you, Jay? How's everything?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I got Brother Dwayne on the line. What's going on? We wanted to ask you a couple of questions, man.
Okay, I was actually with a group of my musicians from my church. Yeah,
okay.
So I was, yeah, but I can talk
Brother
to
Dwayne.
You.
Okay, good, that's good. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah,
hello.
Yes, hello. How you doing today, Brother?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, let me inform you that you are live on the radio. You are live on the radio right now, so... We call
okay.
you and try to, yeah, we call you, but we want to go in with a couple of questions and try to see if we can get some understanding out of the Bible. And,
okay.
Your background kind of loud, too. I don't know if you can excuse yourself for one moment. I know we caught you at.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on.
You can get into the other room.
Yeah, 1 second. Let's step outside for just a second or two. Yes.
Okay. You
yes.
could.
You're kind of low. If you could increase
okay,
your volume.
We
want
yes. to know. Because everybody's being told that the kingdom is going to be in heaven. Can we have any scriptures clarify, or do you know any scriptures showing that the kingdom is going to be in heaven?
If the kingdom is going to be in heaven?
Yes.
When you say kingdom, what are you referring to?
I'm talking about the kingdom after judgment. After judgment, after everybody's judged, you know.
Okay. Well, there are two kingdoms, one that consists of interterrestrial, and that one that consists of the kingdom of Satan. When you speak of the kingdom, what do you refer to? Do you refer to God's kingdom or do you refer to Satan's kingdom?
Okay. When you say the kingdom that's terrestrial and the kingdom that of Satan, that is the kingdom of Satan. The earth is the kingdom of Satan only for a short period of time. When you say what you were saying, by its two kingdoms, what you're saying is a celestial kingdom where the angels reside and a terrestrial
right.
right here on earth.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Correct.
Right.
So what do you what kind of kingdom are you referring to?
I say after judgment, because when judgment after judgment, there's no longer Satan is no longer going to be ruling the earth. Everything's going back to the Father.
Right.
Everything's going back to the Father. So after Satan is thrown in the lake of fire. And everybody's judged, where will the kingdom be? Can you show us any scriptures? Can you provide us with any scriptures to show the people where the kingdom will be?
Well, the thing is, here's the thing. I'd like to really look at the fact of the kingdom in the sense of, because I'm to be honest with you, I'm still unclear about the kingdom, and
okay.
I mean, you're speaking of the kingdom, God's kingdom, or you're speaking of Satan's kingdom, because my Bible tells me. Whoever told
okay.
me that he's the prince and the power of the air.
Okay, what we're going to do, we'll only deal with King James Bible. We don't deal with New International. We don't deal with nothing but the King James Version. And
yeah, that's what I refer
King
to. That's what I use.
So I'm going to go inside the King James, and I'm
going to yes.
clarify, and I'm going to show you what the scriptures say.
Okay.
Can we please first go to Revelation 21.
Well, I was actually at Revelation 20 just a minute ago. I was trying to answer your question about that. I know I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. I'm very aware of that scripture.
John, hold on one second. Go to 21, verse 1 for me. Matter of fact, go to 21, verse 1 for me.
Are you going to okay? Which
brother or John? Where we at?
Yeah.
Revelation 21, verse 1.
Okay, yes.
I got it. Let me just read it real quick, brother. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Keep going, brother.
Keep going.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared
read
as
that
a bride.
Again. Hold on. Read that again for me.
Verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Okay, now jump to 10 for me. Jump to 21, verse 10 for me.
Revelation 21, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Where it was coming from? Read that again. The last part says,
the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God.
Okay, now hold that and go to Revelation 3, verse 12 for me. Because we're going right back where we just come from. But what I'm showing you right now is what the scripture says. The scripture says it's going to come down. Okay.
Revelation 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Now, go back to 20, but what I want you to do, go to 20, Revelation 20, and I want you to start at verse 12, because we understand now that the new Jerusalem, the kingdom is going to come down, but we're going to see when it's coming down. So read verse 12 for me.
Revelation 20, verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
Keep going.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Keep going.
Verse chapter 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me, and he will dwell with them.
The tabernacle of God is with men. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. So that means God is coming down to dwell with men. Keep reading. I'm sorry. Start at 3. Read that 3 again.
Appreciate it. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Okay.
God.
Now, let's stop right there.
Right.
Now, Brother Timothy, that the scriptures don't show. We got the time frame now, so we know this is has no part of Satan, because Satan is going to be cast in the. This is after everything was thrown in the lake of fire. This is after the judgment. So this is speaking on after Christ come execute righteousness in the earth and give it back to the Father. This is afterwards. So the scriptures are showing us that Jerusalem is coming down. New Jerusalem is coming down. It's coming down. So what I want you to do, Brother Jonathan, I need you to go to verse 21, verse 11, so we can see. First of all, no. I'm sorry. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Because right here it say 21, verse 2, And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Who was the husband? Who was the husband? Go to Isaiah 52, verse 1.
Hello?
Isaiah.
Yes.
52, verse 1.
Yeah, I can't find it. I've
misplaced it. Take it if you just.
I got it.
John, get the scripture, write them down. John's going to read them. Read
52,
verse 1 for me.
Sorry about that. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore.
Okay, start right there. Go back and read one again, and they're gonna, what are they going to say? The holy city. Who is this speaking on again? It's speaking on this same city. Read it again.
Revelation 21 and 1, brother. Where you at?
Yes.
You went back
Isaiah.
To Revelation? Isaiah, sorry. All right. Awake, awake. This is Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth.
See that? Hold on, start down.
Okay.
This is Jerusalem, the holy city that's speaking on. So it's letting you know what spoke on that it spoke on it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Go to Isaiah 54 and 5.
Isaiah 54, verse 5.
Hold on, let me read this, and when I read this, you go straight in. When I finish reading, read that. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adored for her husband.
Isaiah 54, verse 5, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall be.
The God now,
shall he be now, called?
I'm gonna read that again. This time, just read it straight through. Don't say Isaiah. Just read it. I'm gonna read it again. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband.
For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer. The Holy One of Israel, thy God of the whole earth, shall he be called.
See that? So this is showing you now what we could do. Go to Hebrews 12:22, where we could see what he was speaking on about the heavenly Jerusalem, where the angels dwell. Read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
All right. One second. The brother is not on the line, as a matter of fact.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We do not. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Just wanted to make sure you wasn't directing questions his way. Yeah. But Hebrews 12, one second, brother. And that was Hebrews 12 and what? You faded out 12 and...
22.
All right, I got it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
See that? The brother got on the phone. When we asked him a question, he's mixing things up. But he's speaking to the learned. He's not speaking to the unlearned.
Right.
He's speaking to the learned. He's not speaking to the unlearned. That just show you that these Christians go to these theological schools where they teaching madness. But the scriptures is clearly showing him what's going on. He asking questions like the Satan's kingdom. He know exactly what kingdom I'm speaking on. He knew exactly what kingdom I'm speaking on, but at the same time, there is no understanding what he's saying or what he's asking. But the understanding is coming out of the scriptures. We ain't injecting our own thoughts. This is the scriptures we read, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Since we're in the scriptures, since we already in the scriptures and dealing with the kingdom, let's go to Revelation 21 and read verse 11.
Revelation 21.
Verse 11, for us to see what the kingdom look gonna look like. Hold on one second, because the other night, destruction of the unlearned, I made a statement about the heaven is going to have transparent glass, that the kingdom is going to have transparent glass and gold, sapphire, all those things that we actually, here in Babylon, we rob and steal, we kill for. But if we deem righteous in the Most High eyes and we overcome and we make it to the kingdom, these are some of the things we're going to have that the Most High is going to give to us abundantly. Read verse 11 for me, brother.
Revelation 21, verse 11. Having the glory of God and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
Keep going.
And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Now, go back to 10 and read on down.
And he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. It had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Keep going.
Keep going, brother. You're going to just get a description of the kingdom. Let's go. Keep going.
On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that
apostles. Hold on one second. The 12 apostles of the Lamb that most people familiar with is the 12 disciples. Yeah, the 12 disciples. So, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Christ was the Lamb. Christ was the sacrificial Lamb to bring Israel back to the Father. How we know that? Go to Revelation 5 for me, John. We're going to go back into the what the city looked like, but we're going to go to Revelation 5 real quick so we could get an understanding of who the Lamb was.
Revelation 5, verse 1.
Read 1 on down through 8. You just read 1 on down for me.
Revelation 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. This is the same lamb that is speaking on. This is Christ. Christ is a sacrifice. Christ is a sacrifice to bring Israel back to the Father. A lamb without blemish. That's what the law, that was a law written out for the atonement of sins. Once a year, they would sacrifice for their sins. It's called the atonement. So Christ fulfilled that law by being that sacrifice, a lamb without blemish. Go to Revelation 14 for me, verse 1. So we could clarify who this the lamb, show the people who the lamb is. Revelation 14, verse 1.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, the Lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads.
Hold on.
I heard.
Hold on. Hold on. And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on the Mount of Zion with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps harping with their harps. So, I have a question to ask you, brother. When it says, having his Father's name written on their forehead, is the Father important to know?
Fade it out, brother. The Father what?
Is the Father's name important to know?
Most definitely. It's written in the book that we're reading right now, the Bible. Absolutely important.
Exactly. So it's important because it says right here, 144,000 having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Is God the Father's name?
No, it's not. The Father's name is Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya.
You sure it's not Jehovah?
Positive, brother.
You sure it's not Yahweh?
Exodus 3, verse 14 through 16.
And can we go there real fast?
Let's get it. Exodus 3.
Start at 10.
Exodus 3, verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Bring forth my people, the Christians. Bring forth my people, the Muslims. Bring forth my people, Buddhism. Bring forth my people, any religion you want to believe in here in America. Is that what he said?
No, he says, bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Hold on. The children of who?
The children of Israel.
If it's the children of Israel, why are we not being taught that? What did the Bible just say? Bring forth my people, the children of Israel. Is that being taught in the earth today out of the King James Bible?
No, it's not. That's why we're doing it, brother. That's why we're here.
Most definitely. Exodus 3 and 10, read.
Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. Ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, hold on, let me read that one more time. And God said unto Moses, I am. And God said, and God said,
hold on.
Speak it to the mic, brother.
All these other names that's being said, why they don't never go to this scripture right here when they're saying, and God said, out of his own mouth. Okay, what did God tell Moses?
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Hold on, let me back that up. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Let me read that last part again, brother. Matter of fact, let me read the whole verse 15 again. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
Okay. Hold on one second. I thought I heard you read something. Let's clarify. I'm listening. You reading, and did you just say that Ahiah told him that Ahiah something or other is it? Is that what you just said?
Most definitely. I said, I am that I am, which in the Hebrew is Ahiah, Ashar, Ahiah. That's the name of the Father up above unto all generations.
So when you say Ahiah, break that down for the people, man. Get the people an understanding that that's ancient Hebrew, and give them an understanding how it becomes a higher, you know, because, you know, to be is, you know, higher. But, you know, you put the suffix, you know that better. I mean,
in the Hebrew, I am translates to higher. But when you put the prefix on it, A-H, it becomes a higher. That is I am that I am. That is a shah. So I am that I am is a higher, a shaw, a higher. I am that I am in the ancient Hebrew, the first language.
Not the Yiddish.
Not the new translated with all the vowel sounds. We're speaking of the ancient Hebrew without the vowel sounds.
Without the vowel. So, brother, you said that the Most High said his name is Ahaya Asher Ahaya. I am that I am in the English. So that's what he told Moses to go tell the children of Israel. So if that's what he told Moses to go tell the children of Israel, why are we calling him all these other names today?
To my knowledge, brother, I can just say it's deception. Our people have been deceived on the left, right, top, bottom, every way you can look at it. People have just been deceived. And, you know, modern-day brainwashing, they, you know, this is a name that's been hidden. It's always been in this Bible, but this is not the name. Obviously, they don't want us to know, you know.
But obviously, to be honest with you, you know, we've been doing this almost 2 years now. And we've been showing people this over and over, and they still won't cling on to the understanding. So give me an understanding on that.
Me and you have been in it for 2 years, understanding the truth, but also we've been in the Bible for 2 years as well. Not just participating once a week, you know, on these Sunday so-called convocations. We've been following the truth every day of the week, or every other day of the week, as much as possible, trying to gain spiritual nourishment. So, through precepts, I get an understanding. So it's just a matter of wanting to reveal the truth. You know, you have to be a truth seeker. You know, that's my best explanation for understanding and knowing that the Father's name, Ahaya Ashar Ahaya, is I am that I am in Exodus 3 and 14, and being able to go back and look at that for ourselves and move forward in all the other scriptures and understand what's truth, what's deception, and what, you know, that fine line is between truth and deceit and lies. So I believe it's just all about having the willingness to get the truth, brother, and wanting them to get it.
A willingness to want to get the truth. So I want to ask you this question. By you having the willingness to want to get the truth, because we understand that John 8 and 32 let you know that the truth has set you free. So we understand what that means. It means spiritually. It'll break you away from all the lies and the deception. But everybody say they love God, and everybody say they want to go to heaven when they, you know, die or whatever. We understand that we're not going to heaven. You go to Abraham's bosom. Christ in the atmosphere, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And now we even understand from the study we're doing tonight that the kingdom is coming down on the earth, but the earth is made to be habitated. My question for you is, what could you tell these brothers and sisters who scrattled in the fence? Been trying to finish for the longest, who just can't seem to get this understanding that Babylon is going to be destroyed, and we are in Babylon, but before Babylon be destroyed, it's going to be a falling away first, but they're going to institute the mark of the beast. And if you love your families, people, your children, your mothers, your fathers, whatever, if you thinking it's not real, if you honestly thinking it's not real, I'm going to just be blunt with you. You're not saving your family if you're thinking it's not going to happen. It's going to happen.
Right.
The scriptures tell you it's going to happen. So you keep saying you love the Father. You keep saying you want salvation. You keep saying you want to live. But you're going to stay in this country. You're going to believe what these people who done brought your people over here on slave ships done beat them, torture them, and force them to believe in what they want them to believe. You got to understand, you just a product of what they made of when your people first came here, they knew who they were. But they done beat them down, afflicted them, and they done, they were polished products of what they made. So go ahead and give me an understanding on, give a little more clarity on what I just was saying, because it probably sounded real blunt, and a lot of people don't want to hear it, a lot of people don't believe it. But give a little more understanding of that.
Well, I mean, that's saying a bit what you just said, but we've basically been bought and sold. Everybody has actually bought into the so-called American dream, which has the American dream is off the backs and it's off the backs of people who came over here on the slave ships. So, you know, everything, this country was built on blood, and that's the way it's going to go down, because as the Bible say, as the scriptures say, you reap what you sow. So the way the Most High made the earth, everything works in a circular motion. We all know that. Everything is reciprocal. So you got to look at the fact that America has been through so many different, I guess you can call them wars, when really, you know, America's never lost any type of war, really. So them going and taking down people and living off the blood, sweat and tears of others, you know, it's going to all come back in full circular motion. And the Most High's hand is going to be in this, as it is written in the Bible, because of, you know, the judgment. You know, you reap what you sow. So this thing over here, America, as it's written in the scriptures, it's done with. So people must awaken themselves right now, because we have but a short time. We are at the very tail end of what the Bible calls Jacob's trouble. And like Brother Dwayne said, there must be a falling away first before the kingdom is brought into existence. So I plead that my brothers and sisters awaken, and they're hearing this, and you know, they want to spend time at least 2 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? We can absolutely show you what's going on. And it's all about spiritual nourishment and understanding and just being on one accord of the Most High, as opposed to all the negative, I guess you can call it, the enemy out there that's against this book and against the saints of the Most High.
Okay, what we're going to do, I'm going to go in and we're going to get that scripture on that paying her double. But we're going to go back into where we were to go back and show what the kingdom is going to look like. We're going to go back, we're going to focus, go back on that to show what the kingdom is going to look like. So let's go back in the scripture. And while you're finding that, people, you got to understand this reason why we do this. We do this because we love you. We do this because we had an understanding. We do this because the Most High had them gave us the understanding to take this out and push it to you, brothers and sisters. There's only one way, and that's the truth that the Most High is bringing today. Go get any pastor, any preacher, tell them to call us, 478-284-4047 on Brother Dwayne anytime. I'm giving it out there because I'm not scared of nothing or nobody, because I'm doing what I do for the Father. I'm not scared of nothing.
Absolutely.
I put in my work, and they kill me. I already know if I go to Abraham's bosom, when Christ hit the atmosphere, the dead in Christ rise first. So I have full understanding of that. So this is not going to stop until the casket drops. So you brothers and sisters out there living in fear, I'm letting you know that's Satan.
That's the way Satan operates, folks. He operates off the fear of people who fear him. Don't forget, you must fear the Most High. Don't forget that.
Only fear I have is the fear of you brothers and sisters not getting the understanding and be here when everything go down. That's the only fear I have. But other than them destroying me, they could destroy the body. They can't destroy the spirit at all. So I'm not worried at all. So this is Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan and Brother Dwayne. We're not going to stop doing it until the casket drops. Shout out for Florida GOC, you know what I'm saying? Any of you brothers and sisters on tonight, you know, get in the queue, holler at us, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we actually do have a brother in the queue. Looks like Truth Seeker. But before we go forward, I want to give my... You want to bring that brother in right now?
No, what you finna say? What you finna say?
No, I was gonna put my number out there too, letting any brother or sister know, you know, if they want to give me a shout. You know, we stand by Truth, and that's what it is. This is Brother Yawanathon, my brother Jonathan in the English, 954-465-0442. You can give me a shout. The truth shall make you free.
Ain't no fear over here, man. There is no fear. Only fear we have is that you brothers and sisters who say you love your kids, your mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, man, we letting you know we're in the last days, man. And these scriptures here clearly clarify what's going to happen. They tell you step by step what's going to happen. The only thing is we've been lied to, man.
Absolutely. And another thing I want to add in, sorry to cut you off, brother.
Yeah.
I know, because I've heard it myself as well, as we're in the last days. And, you know, this Friday I'll be 30 years old. So I've been hearing it for a long time. And me and the brother Dwayne have been in the truth for 2 years now. And I actually live each and every day, like any minute now, I can totally be over. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all got to realize, man, coming into this truth, once you really come into the truth as it is written, then you will see, your eyes will be open and your ears will be open, and you'll realize that it's been talked about for a long time as far as the end coming and return of Christ. But if you're able to notice what's going on in the world and relate it to the prophecy written in the Bible, you'll know exactly what schedule of time that we're on, and everything is right on schedule, folks, so please. Like Brother Dwayne said, it's out of love that we're doing this. And our worst fear is to see anything happen to those who just had opportunity to listen but didn't. So please, open your eyes and your ears, please, to the truth.
Y'all getting us caught up in our feelings right now, because we ain't slamming, we ain't doing our thing right now, but we're doing it for y'all. So we finna get in there, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it the way the Most High wants us to do it. We're going to give y'all these scriptures and go from there. But what we're going to do, we're going to finish this, we're going to finish the kingdom, and we're going to go into prophecies to show y'all what time frame we in, so y'all can get a better understanding that, hey, man, this thing is short. Let's go. Let's get the,
hold on one second. Let me see it. That's the brother. 754-281, we're pulling you in, brother. One moment. War is in Christ, you're on the line.
Ahaya, ahaya. Yeah. This is my brother Mario.
Oh, this is brother Mario. What's going on, brother?
Brother Mario. What's up?
I'm doing good.
Okay. What's up, man? Anything you want to chime in on you know, want to enlighten the folks out there? Because we're about to get into it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just was talking to one of my brothers that, actually, he's not in the truth, but he's trying to get some understanding of the word. And it's funny that you guys talked about the name. And it's in Exodus chapter 6, I believe, verse 2, where it was talking about before I was telling the brother that his name, he doesn't have two names. And he used a scripture to say that that's his name. I'm telling him that's a title. It says God Almighty. And in that verse, and it goes on to say that his name wasn't even used as Jehovah. They didn't know his name as Jehovah. But his name was you know, as I am. But he's getting a false precept of what he think it is. And I'm telling him, look, go to chapter 3. It talks about Exodus. Where it says that name will be forever. And it's funny you guys were talking about it, and there will be a memorial through all the generations. So I'm bringing him to there, and he's like not getting any understanding. I'm like, listen, man, that's a title. So I broke him down in the Strong's, and when you go down to the Strong's, it says Elah, which means God Almighty. But if you go down it and then breaks it down more, and it says Elah Sade, which means God Almighty. And I'm like breaking it down in a strong, and I'm showing it in his strong, and he's still not getting any understand of what I'm trying to bring forth. And I'm like, man, yo, I don't know what to tell you, man. If it's just right there, plain and simple.
Well,
you know,
the thing is, we know you're going to help. We know you're going to get it right. But at the same time, you got the brothers, me, Jonathan, and you got Florida GOC with you to help that brother. You already know. First of all, the letter J wasn't even in existence. It's not even part of the Hebrew language. J not even part of the original Greek language. J didn't come into existence to the late 1500s. Around that time. So J wasn't brought about. Huh?
Right. I agree with you. I did some study on that. Go ahead, brother. I apologize.
Right. J wasn't even used in the old place of English language that the Bible was written in King James. J was introduced to here in America. It was introduced to here in America.
Speaking to your mic, bro.
Hello?
And at the same time, Jehovah
hello?
Is...
Yeah, what's up, brother?
I can't hear you.
Hold on one second.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear him fine. I don't know why.
Hello?
What's up, brother? Unmute your phone. Your phone might be on mute.
Hello?
On mute. He can't hear me. He must have hit mute by mistake or something, brother.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, we lost the brother, man. Hello, Dwayne.
Yeah,
I can hear you fine. I don't know, something was going on with the brother's phone. But I'm looking at the scripture that he brought up. But yeah,
the letter J didn't come to existence to a miracle. So at the same time, when you look in the scroll, it tell you that Jehovah is the name of the Jewish people. That, pull out your Strong's, John. Pull out your Strong's.
Matter of fact, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to pull out the Strong's because it's on the. Yeah, because it's on the. Let me see. Matter of fact, if I can get that, you want me to go to that scripture that the brother was at Exodus 6. Exodus 6 and 3, or you want me to get the...
because that's when it was revealed. He was telling them that he didn't reveal his name to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't reveal his name, but to the children of Israel, to Moses, them. He didn't reveal his name to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right. What you want me to look up the word Jehovah in that or what?
Yeah, go to Jehovah.
Okay, Jehovah here is H3068. That's the Hebrew, 3068 is here.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, the proper name of the one true God, unpronounced except with the vowel pointings of 0136. That's off. Yeah, those are the definitions that it gave me. Well, it says here, definition Jehovah, the existing one. That's what it says for Jehovah. Then it says number one here, the proper name of the one true God, unpronounced except with the vowel pointings of 0136.
That's the Zondervan Bible you're reading?
Oh, no, I'm not in the Zondervan. I was on the East Ward. You want me to get the Bible dictionary, brother?
Yeah, no, I need the Strong's.
Yeah, I don't have the Strong's. I don't have the Strong's book. I just got the, the East Ward on the phone, that's all I got. And that right there is, that's not on right there.
Yo, and what your East Ward say, it's, hold on. I know what to pull out, hold on.
I'm looking at the Song of Van dictionary, and there's this.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jehovah. H-1933. Definitely in a sense of eager recovery and rushing upon by implication of falling, desire, also ruin, calamity, iniquity, mischief, mischievous thing, naughtiness, naughty, noisome, perverse thing, substance, very wickedness. Do that sound like the Most High?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. What you reading from, brother, so we can get that to the people out there? What are you reading from so they can see that for themselves and get that? Where you at? What you okay, you're in the Strong's Concordance.
Hold on a second. Also.
Hello?
Yeah, Jehovah, from 1961, the self-existent or eternal, Jehovah, Jewish national name of God. That's the Jewish national name of God. Do we put anything Jewish, anything with the suffix ish is not real. Jewish, bluish, reddish, whitish.
Right. The brother back. Matter of fact, we got two people on.
Who we got on?
I'm not sure. I know the brother Mario, he's back, and then there's somebody else.
Pull in the new person. Pull him in if we can go ahead and get back in witness the kingdom.
All right. 954-857. I'm pulling you in. One more. Might be Brother Jackson. Shalom, warriors in Christ. You on the air?
Shalom, brother. What's going on? This is Jackson.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm just tuning in. I apologize. I had caught up with some things, but I'm tuning in with you guys. Getting to listen. You guys discussing about the understanding of the kingdom of heaven?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're
talking about. Giving clarity
okay.
on that.
Okay.
We're gonna let the scriptures get a description of what the kingdom's gonna look
okay.
like.
Okay. I'm just calling in and saying I'm tuning in, you know, I'm being edified by you guys, so keep doing the good work and I'll just be in the queue.
Before you go in the queue,
but we didn't get sidetracked, we end up talking more to the people. Which is fine. That's cool. Give the people a little understanding of what time frame we in and what's very much necessary and important for the people to understand in these days, at this time when they say they love their families, they say they love the Most High, but they don't understand the time frame and they don't understand the trouble that's coming. Can you please get a little clarity on that for us?
Before I get the clarity, I'd like to get two scriptures first because I like to go to the scriptures first. Let the Most High speak first, and then I'll go ahead and give my two cents in. Brother Ronaldo, can you get me Romans chapter 13, verse 11, please?
That was Revelation chapter 13, verse...
No, Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
Sorry. Romans 13 and 11, one moment. Just 11, brother?
Yes, verse 11.
Okay, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Wow, I'm going to read that again. That's Romans chapter 13, verse 11. It says here, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. This is the New Testament, Romans 13, verse 11.
Okay, and one more scripture. I mean, actually, I'm going to two more scriptures, but one more scripture for this time. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let me read that again, folks. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Got something else, brother?
Okay.
That's great.
I just want to tell the people out there who are listening, listen, if you actually get into this truth, it's time for you to make a decision, because the Most High is known for purging. I know some brothers are into the truth, but it's only for a time. And I wanted to let you know, people know, like, listen, you either in or out. You can't have 2 foot in or 2 foot out. What we've been seeing in the news lately, we've seen the time of going, and it's time going by pretty fast. And the events that's occurring, the events that let us know the signs that we are in. We're in a short time. We told the Lord, so we got to get our house together and start keeping the Most High commandments, statutes, and judgments. So it's very important that if you are about this world, if you are about going to clubbing, if you are about the care of this world, then you're not going to make it. You got to drop everything behind. The scripture I would like for that, brother, is Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
Matthew 10, verse 34. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. These are the words of Christ, Yeshua here.
Mm-hmm.
Read that again. Yeah. Matthew 10, verse 34. Christ is saying, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep going on those scriptures, man. Matter of fact, give me 1 second. I'm going to keep going on that. Verse 35.
Okay.
For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter
mm-hmm.
against her mother, and the daughter-in-law
mm-hmm.
against her mother-in-law. That's Christ speaking right there.
You hear that?
What it's speaking on is the truth he brought. He brought the truth back in the earth and gave it to the disciples to go out and teach that truth. So that's the understanding. That's the same doctrine we teach. We teaching the true doctrine. What they took down, when they took Christ down, after they took down the disciples, they took down the truth, and they put up a lie. So you know what I'm saying? This understanding of these different is these different, what they call religions, are actually different different nations. We fall in different nations' teachings. That's all. We got to come back to the understanding of who we are. We got to come back to the understanding of the Father's truth. Once
Man.
We do that, we'll understand. What's up? Talk to me.
I just want to say, you brothers are bringing this solid, man. Because sometimes, you know, when you go hear a preacher, they pacify what the true message is. But you guys are bringing it raw and uncut. And I think that's what the people need. And truth is love.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's absolutely correct, brother.
Truth is love. But, we love the people, but at the same time, our people destroyed because of those pastors. And the thing is, it's a sad thing to see how people want to let them pastor words go. So we got to come in as firm. We use as much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but at the same time, we firm with it, because
we got to let the people know, man. Soon, man, look at y'all ain't paying attention to what they're doing. Y'all ain't paying attention to all this different security measures they're taking at these airports. Y'all ain't paying attention to how much the police on the streets pulling people, getting you used to that. These roadblocks and these, you see, we ain't paying attention that it's going to be a police state up in this thing and nobody paying attention to it. But the scripture's clearly showing you. We ain't get this understanding
for ourselves.
Playing basketball or whatever. We got this understanding out the scriptures. Everything we telling y'all was out the scriptures.
Right, and to add in with that, we also did not get this understanding at this point in time for ourselves, just to keep it and hold it down. We got this understanding to spread the truth forward so we can help other people to awaken. Because, man, it hits you when you get into the truth and you see what's going on in the news and you can actually see and hear, and it seems like everybody around you, they can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, they sleep, like the scriptures say, it's time to awaken. So you feel me? Being that we're wide awake, we online right now at about 1 in the morning, letting you know.
You fire us up with one more mean one, Jake. Fire us up with another mean one, Jackson, before we go in, man. Go get us another one.
Yeah, that was some
okay,
nice scriptures, brother.
Well, I got two for you guys. For the elect out there, I can actually hear the truth. Let's go to St. John chapter 15, verse 16.
St. John chapter 15, verse what, brother? 16. That's 15, hold on. 15,
verse
16. 15, verse 16. All right. St. John chapter 15, verse 16. Am I coming in clear, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. St. John chapter 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He may give you. Give it
now.
You.
Now, how are we going to be fruitful if we given the mysteries revealed to us and we just keep it to ourselves? How can we be fruitful if we just obtain the words of the Most High to ourselves and we don't give it up?
Absolutely.
So it's important for us to know that. Say it again.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah. So it's important that if this mystery is being revealed to us, it's because the Most High has chosen us since the foundation of the world to be the elect to give up to his people. And that's the reason why we are staying this late, doing the work, working the harvest, to bring it to the people. And the people have to understand that. I'd like to get 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. And that's my last scripture.
Okay, 2 Corinthians.
Saying, brother, we appreciate you.
Absolutely, brother. This is enlightenment right here. We need it. Everybody need to hear this and know that we on one accord for the Most High. Work doesn't stop until the casket drops.
That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1
through 5.
All right. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Let me read that one more time, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ, Yeshua, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Yeshua's sake. Man,
you see that?
The God of this world. The God of this world. Most definitely. Boy, Jay, you be coming through with those scriptures, boy.
a Jephthah, the 12th, and Amith, I can't even say that, man. Help me out, brother. You can read that with me. Amethyst, I got it. 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I
saw. Stop right there. That's the description of what we're trying to get. That's the description,
man.
Right there. That's the description of the kingdom. Go to Isaiah 54:11 for me. Cause while you going to Isaiah 54:11, I'm gonna read Revelation 21:19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second sapphire. So we're showing you right here what the kingdom one look like. And I'm going to go right here to 21:1. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every silver gate was a one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as were transparent glass. That means you can look straight through. You walking on the streets of the city, you can look straight through it. Transparent glass. Read Isaiah 54:11 for me, brother.
Isaiah 54:11. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires.
Keep going.
And I will make thy windows of a gates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established.
So that's showing you right there what the kingdom is going to look like. It's showing you what the kingdom is like. The Most High telling you the foundation of this city is going to be all precious, all types of precious stones. So that's what we're trying to get. Let's go back to Revelation 22, finish from up there for me. But I'm showing the people what the kingdom is going to look like.
22:1.
Hold on 1 second. We understand that this kingdom, Revelation 21:2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Revelation 21:10, and he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So we understand this is coming from the heaven. We understand. But did we understand this before? Did we understand this before we come into the truth? No, we didn't. In Christianity, we wasn't taught this. We wouldn't taught this being Muslims. We wouldn't taught this with all these different deceptions in the earth because Satan don't want you to know this. But we finna give it to you tonight. 22, read.
Revelation 22:1. And it showed me a pure river of water of life.
No, 21 and 22. 21 and 22, we still dealing with the kingdom.
All right. Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nation
Hold on. We already understand that God Almighty is a higher. And we understand that Christ is the Lamb that was the sacrifice of atonement for the children of Israel, to bring Israel back to the Father. That's his first and foremost mission. When he came to sacrifice, be the sacrifice of the Lamb unblemished, the unblemished Lamb. Then he went down and defeated, he was rose, he defeated death. Then the Israelites were told to preach the gospel in all four corners of the earth. So therefore, salvation is for everybody. So we're going to go into that right now and show y'all. It's not just for the Israelites. The other nations, Gentiles, heathens, other nations, they have a place too. Read, brother.
Verse 23. Okay. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth.
Hold on, stop right there. Stop right there. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. This right here is showing you the other nations. Because we understand this kingdom here is an Israelite kingdom. How we know that? Revelation 21, verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. It also validates, when I keep reading through, to 13 through 14, on the east 3 gates. On the north 3 gates, that's 6. On the south 3 gates, that's 9. And on the west 3 gates, that's 12. And on the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. We already understand those. They became, the word apostle means teacher. They became teachers after the teacher left, after Christ left. They became apostles. When Christ was here, they were students. The word disciples means students. So they were disciples when Christ was on the earth. But Christ left them with the doctrine. That's how they became apostles, from disciples to apostles. So that's right there showing you the kingdom is going to be an Israelite kingdom. So read 24 again for me to show you that the other nations, they're gonna get salvation too. That's in Christ. They're going to get salvation too. But yet and still, you got to understand, they have to bring their glory and everything they done took from us into the kingdom. Read it. 24.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of earth do bring their glory and honor unto it.
The kings of the earth do bring their glory unto it. Everything they, all these riches they have now, when Christ get the earth back to the Father, they going to have to bring all that stuff back. Because all that stuff is taken out the Most High's temple out of Jerusalem. They got to bring all that back. Read, bro.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And there shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Okay. So, the kingdom is going to come down, and the Father is going to dwell with men, with mankind. All those who make it, all those whose name is written in the book of life, Jews and Gentiles. So please, do not take it as we just push the Israelites going to make it. Because it's many Israelites who are not going to make it. Only a small percentage going to make it, a very small percentage. And if you're not following the law and the commandments, you're not going to make it. Point blank. Israel didn't follow the commandments, and the Most High sent us in slavery. Point blank, if you're not following the truth, you're not going to make it. You going to church on Sundays, it's fine to praise the Most High every single day, because worship is every single day. Worship the Most High every single day. But the Sabbath is not Sunday. That's Sunday worship. You worship the sun god on Sunday. When you go, you participating in that, you against the Most High. You eating pig, you eating shrimp, you eating lobster, you against the Most High, because the Most High tell you that defiles your body. I'm just being honest with you. Point blank, straight up and down. It tells you right here that the other nations, 21 and 26, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Reason being, they have the earth now, and they have the Israelites on the bottom. So when Christ come back and set Israel back up, they're not going to be on the bottom. They're going to be on the top. So it's only fair that those people that had the people on the bottom bring the riches to those people. It's only fair. It's only fair. You have the earth now. You done lied to everybody. You're killing people, millions of people. You got them in destruction, killing each other. It's only fair when righteousness and true judgment come to earth that everything is judged righteousness, righteously. There is no respect of person when it comes to the Most High. If you do His laws and commandments, He set you on high. If you living in an abomination, you have to reap what you sow. Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. If me or Brother Jonathan go in the world and live in the world, we no different from any individual that's in the world. The Most High will punish us, just like He will punish any and every sinner that against Him. Any and every sinner that's against Him. So let's please have this understanding that you have to follow the laws and commandments to make it to the kingdom. You have to follow the laws and the commandments to make it to the kingdom. And but being an Israelite, you don't get no free pass. You don't get no free pass just because you're Israelite. Only thing we understand now that we're coming to the understanding, we're knowing who we're finding out who we really are. And since we find out who we really are, I feel good. Reason being, I know I have something that I'm really praying for now. I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking to bring the kingdom in. As a matter of fact, let's go to St. Matthew 6, verse 5.
St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, ye use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. Verse 9. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Okay. So that's showing you right here. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. You got to understand the reason why I wanted to go there. I wanted him to go there because people pray every single day. They ask the Most High for all kind of things every single day, but they don't forgive their brothers and sisters. You can't get in the kingdom that way, brothers and sisters. You're a hypocrite. The Most High understand and see you. The scripture clearly says, Matthew 6, verse 15, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." It's showing you, it's right after you read the scripture about how to pray. Because that's one of the most important things. We pray all the time to the Most High, but we still don't love or respect our brothers and sisters. We don't even forgive our own brothers and sisters. "I can't forgive you. I can't forgive you for that." But you want the Most High to forgive you. That's double-minded, people. We got to get in this understanding, going to St. Matthew 6 and 7. "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for much speaking. But not ye therefore like unto them. But your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask." So you got to understand, you keep asking the Most High, "Please help me with my car note. Please help me with my house note. Please, Father." The Father already see and know what you need. Therefore, you say the prayer. "After this manner, therefore pray. Our Father which is in heaven, because the Most High sit on the heavenly throne, on the sides of the north. Hallowed be thy name. His name is holy. The great Ahaya, Asher Ahaya. Thy kingdom come." You got to understand, brothers and sisters, we just read about the kingdom. Every day you pray, you praying that the kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. You praying to bring the kingdom in. So you got to understand, you praying for destruction to come. It has to be a falling away first. It has to be a falling away first. So you got to understand, you praying ignorantly for things you want, but you praying to bring in the kingdom. In order for the kingdom to come, it has to be war and destruction, because that's how the Most High is going to take down the rulers of this earth. They're going down through war and destruction. So you got to understand, when you pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," you got to understand what you're saying. Thy kingdom come. You praying that the kingdom come. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Think about it. The Most High have pure order in heaven. It's order in heaven. Is it order on the earth? No. You praying that you praying that the Father bring in order to the earth. Because it says, "Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as in heaven." That means your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So you got to understand what you're praying for. You're praying to bring the kingdom to the earth. In order for the kingdom to come to the earth, that's destruction got to come to earth, because the Father going to take down the wicked. The wicked had been destroying the people for generations, and they're going down the same way. The Most High is going to take them down the same way they've been ruling the earth. They've been ruling the earth through destruction. "Give us this day our daily bread." You already praying the Most High feed you. So there's no need to ask the Most High to help you with a car note, to help you with a house, to help you with these things, because the prayer got you covered. "After this manner, therefore ye pray. Pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." See that? Don't you worry about owing these people anything. Why you worrying about owing these people? You going crazy because you in debt. Your prayer gives you grace. If you wholeheartedly praying to the Most High with your spirit, because that's what your spirit, your heart is, your spirit, you wholeheartedly praying to the Most High and keeping his commandments, "and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Because we know what? I follow the Most High, so I don't even worry about owing these people. And it's not because I owe these people and I'm not wanting to pay them. It's because I understand that these people, they want to put me in debt, but I'm not mad at them, because the scriptures say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So whoever I owe, I can't run around here and say, oh, I don't like these bill collectors. I hate these bill collectors. I ask the Father to forgive them too. I ask the Father to forgive them too, because that's what the prayer, when you pray, that's what you're doing. Because that's why the prayer set up. The prayer set up for every function in your life, every function. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, for yours is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So be Amen. Amen. Amen is in Hebrew. Amen. Hebrew. So be said truly. And if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So you got to understand, when you pray, you got to understand you praying to bring in the kingdom. You praying that the Most High forgive you for owing people. You praying that the Most High forgive those people you owe. Even though they call you every single day, they stressing you. As long as you praying, you serious with the Most High, you cover. You getting fed on the daily. Give us this day our daily bread. You took care of. Once you come into the soup, you see that everything you covered with just the script with the prayer. You covered with just the prayer. Once you understand fully that you praying to bring in the kingdom, and you praying that the Father keep a hedge over you, you have to follow His commandments. Once you follow His commandment and you pray and you put in the work and you put your charity, your alms, which is charity, the Most High got you covered. You got anything to say, Brother Jonathan?
Nah, man. That's very key, though, how we went elaborate on the fact that people praying in vain repetitions. I hear it all the time, you know, but I don't really get to go right there into the scripture and tell people and let them get an understanding on how to pray. As you said, everything is covered within this prayer. And this is Christ speaking, actually, telling us or giving us the format of how to do this. And like you said, man, all the vain repetition and just the babbling and all that is not necessary, man. By praying the Lord's Prayer, you covered. You know, so it's best that we try to pray this as often as possible, 3 or 4 times a day, or, you know, whenever we can think of it, because it's very important and everything is covered. And most of all, we're praying for the kingdom to be brought forth. I know I am, so that's
no,
all I got to say on
people,
that.
When you say, though, it's people who... I see them do it all the time. They'll say the Father's Prayer, and then they'll do the little cross thing, cross on their head and their shoulders. They don't even understand that they're praying that they pray to bring in the kingdom, and they say, "Thy will be done in earth as in heaven." So right now, they don't even understand that the earth is out of order, but the heavens is in order. You praying that the earth be in order like the heavens. Because when Christ comes down to take the earth and get the earth back to the Father, they're going to be total order in the earth.
Oh, definitely. Everybody on one accord, boy.
So you have all these wicked brothers and sisters run out here and do wickedness, but they praying to bring the heavens in. So I thank you, brothers. I thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. You feel me? How much time we got?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Well,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Coming up on 10 minutes and 5 seconds.
Okay. What we want to do, man? So we do a lot of this, you know, Israelite talk, man. So we want y'all please listen to this song. It's called "You Not the Egyptian." Listen to it real closely. We're going to play it again for y'all, but we want to give y'all a sample of this right now.
Alright.
Y'all check out the song. Listen to the lyrics of it. You have better understanding on things.
Listen, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah,
yeah,
of the seed of Abraham. ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you all up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look. I see you, some of y'all say you Egyptian. You can't read the hieroglyphics, you don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cuz you're just believing what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm an Israelite? When I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's all. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is wrong? Come on, you ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. Nope, you ain't no African. Come on, get it right. You're an Israelite. You ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. You ain't no African. Come on, get it right. You're an Israelite.
Honestly, don't deal with the scriptures and Torah totally. What we do, we try to
we try to, we read the scripture, we get the full understanding, we bring it to the people, man. We stick with the scriptures. We try to, you know, we do exactly how the Most High gave us the format, whether Isaiah 28:9.
Yep, precept
yes.
upon precept, line upon line.
Exactly.
Precept must be upon precept. Must.
And I like your precept for to this on the Isaiah 28. That's Psalms 119:104. Says to that precept I get understanding, every other way is false.
Ooh, yes.
What's that scripture?
Yes.
Let me get that
yes.
for the people so they can, you know,
Psalms 119:104.
They can go and read that for themselves, those who missed this.
Yes. Yes.
Let me get Psalms 119. One moment. Very important. Psalms 119:104 says here, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, mm-hmm. I hate every false way.
Exactly.
Read that once again for the listeners.
Start at 99 and read it on down through there. Start at 119:99 and read it on down to 104.
Psalms 119:99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Yeah, bless you, brother Jackson.
That's key. It's the only way, you know, it's the only way right there, brother. That's the format.
And I got another precept for that.
Okay.
Psalms 111:10.
Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
Hey, what you mean? Hey, Jax, you was on when we first came on, or did you caught in after came in? Was you on? For some reason, we can't keep the Christians online. Cause when we hit them with the precepts, they run, man. They
right.
Oh, I wasn't on all day. When I called in, I just got on, like, done.
Right.
He came out, I seen when he came on. But, yeah, if you just disregard that in the background. But once you listen to it from the beginning, man, we had brought a brother in. We called the brother, asked him some questions about the kingdom of heaven, as that was a topic. Yep. And, you know, we had to edify the brother, but, you know, midway through, the brother disappeared on us.
So what did he say?
What did he say? He was asking us what kingdom are we talking about. He was asking who we're talking about, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of Satan.
Wow.
But we was kind of direct on the question. I don't understand what was going on in his background, but, you know, that's what he asked us. But we edified the brother. We got it. We got the understanding. You know, we went in depth, but midway through, like I said, the brother was gone. So hopefully he, you know, was listening. He still, you know, is able to get on the website and check it out later, because it will be there.
Sure. I'd like to bring some couple of scriptures over. I know you guys brought up some scriptures. I'd like to get some couple of scriptures regarding the kingdom. I know a lot of our people listen to this station tonight, and also some of our brothers Gentiles. That's, you know, that's one to the truth. But I want to read Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21.
Luke 17. Luke 17. Chapter 20.
Yes. Luke 7, chapter 17, verse 20 to 21.
Luke 17, verse 20.
Is we on?
One,
because I don't hear it on the show. Is we on?
Yeah, we on.
Hold on. Make sure. I don't hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded, though, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded, just like last time. It's good, bro.
Okay.
All right. Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."
A lot of times, I've seen brothers, they want to sit back and relax just to get to this truth. They don't have to put any work or effort to it. And what Christ is saying, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. So we have to be careful that because we have this truth that there's no work applied to it. The same way you guys are clocking in tonight and putting in forth the works, you guys are going fruitful. Because the kingdom is within you guys. You guys built in the kingdom.
Right. Absolutely.
For Christ says that where your heart is, where your treasure is, where your heart will be also.
Exactly.
So it's important for brothers and sisters to know that it's not just sitting by and just looking and seeing things unfolding as far as the signs, but for them to put their hand and do some work.
And just to, elaborate on that a little bit, Brother Wayne went over this scripture. I had me go over it. It's Revelation 20 and 12. I'm going to just read that to back that up. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." So just like what you were saying, that absolutely matches up with the precept there, that according to your works will you be judged.
And also too, I would like to bring up 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 11. Because even though we get to the truth, we have to not yield our members to unrighteousness. And we take hold to the commandments and avoid some of these sinful nature. So that's to obtain the kingdom of heaven. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11.
First Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Yeshua, and by the Spirit of our God."
Go over that again, because that's a great point. But see, this is the difference with us, and this is the difference with the
Christian church, because the Christian church can read that. But read, go over that. Go over that. Read that. But read it slow, Flacco.
Okay.
Read First that.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abused.
Hold on, right there. Effeminate. We already understand that prostitution, sleeping with different men, sleeping with different women, and we understand that. Now, the thing that not being pushed in these Christian churches is we have these people who are sleeping with the same sex. And the scriptures clearly giving you an understanding. Read, give me that name again. Say, it's what it said.
It says effeminate.
Effeminate, exactly. That's
which is another name for homosexuals.
Exactly. That's another name for homosexuals. But they say, God say, he loved them and they're going to come in. But the scriptures clearly telling you, everybody can point at the prostitutes and everybody can point at the man who's sleeping with a lot of different women, but they excuse the homosexuality when the scriptures is clearly telling you they ain't going to make it either. Keep going.
Nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Okay, abusers with themselves of mankind. That's the same thing. Because at the same time, that's having sex with strange flesh. Strange flesh is man on man, woman on woman. Even this, all these different ritual sexes, what Satan has been doing.
Right. Dealing with animals and whatnot.
Exactly. So the scriptures clearly be giving it to you. The pastors just can't see to break it down for you. Reason being, because they're going to these theologians in colleges and half of them locked in with Satan themselves. But the other ones who not locked in, they can't see. So that's a great scripture. Yeah, that's a great scripture.
Well,
that's a great scripture.
The whole notion about God loves everybody or loves to love the Most High is to keep His commandments, and according to Proverbs chapter 8:17, He says that I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, in order for you to love the Most High, you've got to keep His commandments. Going to St. John chapter 14, verse 15. So that would mean that you would have to leave that homosexual lifestyle or that effeminate lifestyle.
Exactly. But the funny part about it is, even I think the brother who was on the line, he over a congregation. Didn't he deal with homosexuality?
Once upon a time, that a brother was dealing in that spirit of homosexuality. That's absolutely true.
And a lot of these churches. They borderline, and a lot of these pastors starting to borderline, especially the younger ones. The younger pastors starting to borderline, where they showing, they dealing with their spirit, and they saying that God accept them, is acceptable, making it acceptable. So,
I have a scripture for that.
Okay.
1 John chapter 3, verse 6. Verse 6 through 8. Uh,
This is for all the Christians out there that think that they can love God and stay in their sins and they'll be all right. Based on grace alone.
1 John 3:6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
You see that? Let's go to verse 9.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to go there. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
You see that? So we have to make sure that we're not leaning to our own understanding or trusting our own heart to how we read the scriptures, nor how we seek the Most High. So I'm glad that you brothers are actually doing this kind of work. It's very important and much needed in this gospel. And my last scripture for tonight is Galatians 1:8.
Hold on one second. I think we lost Brother Wayne. Give me one moment, brother. Just hold on the line. Let me get that scripture for you. Let's see if I can pull the brother back in.
Okay.
End the show properly. One moment.
I'm here.
All right, hold on one second, bud. Yeah, it actually doesn't look like I'm gonna get the call to brother. For some reason, I can't. Outgoing call. I'm gonna get the scripture, and we're just gonna, gonna end the show with one of the tracks that you blessed us with. What was that scripture, brother?
Galatians 1:8.
Galatians 1:8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. But let me read that one more time. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Good scripture.
So there you have it, brother.
Oh, definitely. We went over that same scripture. We started the lesson, I believe, last study with that scripture right there. That was key. Letting people understand and know that, look, man, if we up here, if we coming at the Bible sideways or twisting up scriptures and whatnot, just trying to collect donations and do all this stuff that these people dealing with, the scriptures say, let them be accursed. So that's key to give people a better understanding that we're doing this for the Most High. Like I've always said, from start to finish, the work doesn't stop until the casket drop. We understand that the dead in Christ will rise first. If anything shall happen to me or Brother Dwayne or any other person who's into the truth and stand for truth and righteousness. So we know we have the work to do. We have but a short time, and we must exalt the name of the Father and let people know that to love the Father is to keep thy commandments. Also, to execute all the laws and all the statutes, and just praise the Most High. So appreciate you being on the show, brother, as usual. You always, shed light on the whole situation of truth, trying to wake up people out there and letting them know what's good. So on that note, man, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to play one of these instrumentals, man, that you blessed us with. And once again, brother, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show and giving us precept upon precept, line upon line.
Well, Tawadu, brother. And good night, and thank you for doing the work.
Absolutely. We'll keep you informed on the next show, brother. I'll give you the heads up. Try to do it a little earlier for you next time.
No problem.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.
This symbol is the most wicked symbol on the earth when it comes to witchcraft. It's called the Megan David. It links directly to the Rosh.